The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And I just love you guys.
Get ready!
Keep it moving.
It's the Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Good morning, and welcome to the very last day of January, the 31st. Oh boy, fortunately, we still got some Lunar New Year festivities to carry over into the brand new month of Feb, yeah? Thanks so much for having us on, Carol, your company on The Morning Show brought to you by Caro. And coming up on the show today, with Valentine's Day just around the corner, we want to help you out with a beautiful gift set courtesy of Giftano. We've got an ultimate gift for him or her worth almost $100. And Giftano, of course, is the online gift shop with a premium handpicked selection of all the best gifts in Singapore. So you might want to log on now to check them out. Giftano.com, make your shopping a whole lot easier, okay? Also, with the 25th anniversary of Titanic, we've got a pair of premium IMAX tickets to catch the re-release starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, of course, in 4K glory on the big screen.
It's the Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Let's start your day right with a morning thought, and here is one from Ruben Chavez, who once said, "The person you will be in 5 years depends largely on the information you feed your mind today. So be picky about the books you read, the people you spend time with, and the conversations you engage in." I love that. What a wonderful reminder to be, you know, selective, you know, to be a little bit picky. I think it's okay to be picky sometimes, especially about what you're going to be pouring into your mind, because this forms the person you are. So what you do today can improve all your tomorrows. Imagine that.
It's the Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Let's take a look at today's headlines. On the Straits Times, there's a beautiful picture of Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim attending an official lunch hosted by PM Lee Hsien Loong, and they're all doing the low hay. So cute, such a festive picture. And earlier in the day, they had actually signed 3 pacts to deepen cooperation. Yeah, Singapore and Malaysia have agreed to strengthen bilateral cooperation and jointly seize opportunities in the digital economy and green economy, and to work closely on data protection and cybersecurity. Okay, so that's lots to celebrate. Also, on the front page of the Straits Times, new guidelines on inclusiveness. The tripartite guidelines on fair employment practices will be enhanced to include guidelines which state that staff who back causes outside the workplace should not face any kind of bullying, harassment, or ostracism at the workplace. And finally, older Singaporeans to get help with living well as they age. So Singapore is looking to reach out to more than 500,000 of its older adults over the next 5 years through a program that empowers them to improve and maintain their health as they age. Because in 2030, it's estimated that 1 in 4 Singaporeans will be aged 65 and above. Okay, so that's not too far away in 7 years' time. To find out more about these stories, grab your copy of The Straits Times or log on to straitstimes.com.
It's The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
It's a Tuesday, the last day of January. And what are you going to be doing to wrap up the month? Maybe set some goals. If you've already forgotten your New Year's resolution, set some new ones. It's okay to start again, yeah? Now, have you ever heard of the expression, you're only as old as you feel? Yeah, pretty cliche, but according to a study, it can have a very positive effect on a person's mental and physical well-being. Yeah, researchers say that so-called memorable messages about aging can actually persuade people to change their lifestyle as they grow older. So something like, you're only as old as you feel, or carpe diem, seize the day, you're never too old to dream again, can bring a lot of inspiration, especially if you've been feeling a little bit humdrum, you know, lost sight of the cause and the goal. Yeah, so think about that, especially if you woke up this morning feeling all the aches and pains in your body. Remind yourself, you're only as old as you feel.
Come on, let's go.
It's The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92. Just like that.
So let's talk about tongue twisters. I remember being a huge fan of this as a kid in primary school. You know, Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. That was always very challenging, but very fun to do, especially during recess time. You get your food spraying on everyone. But, you know, some time ago, researchers over at MIT decided to find the hardest tongue twister. Yeah, which one is the most difficult to say, especially when repeated multiple times in rapid succession. And guess what they came up with? This particular tongue twister, which I've never heard of before. It goes like this. Pad kid, port, curd, pulled cord. See, I can't even say it properly. Pad kid, port, curd, pulled cod. Doesn't even make any sense. The phrase is absolutely meaningless. But this study actually had a very serious mission beyond just finding which one is difficult. The lead researcher was actually a psychologist from MIT who studies how brain glitches manifest in our speech. Because, you know, in order for you to speak, you know, your brain has to synthesize a thought, right? So, pad kid, port, curd, pulled cod. If you can say that fast enough, how quickly are your brain synapses firing and stuff like that? And how the brain bone is connected to the tongue bone, maybe? If that's such a thing.
Put your hands in the air!
We the best!
We are so happy to see you here.
Do it. Start your day right. The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on KISS 92.
Good morning and happy Tuesday, Carol, your company. It's also the last day of January. Do you feel a sense of achievement? I want to give you some claps. Yeah! Because you did it and you did it in style. Oh, Chinese New Year helped a bit, huh? All right, so how are we liking 2023? Do we want our money back yet or are we excited to move forward? I think the only option is to move forward, right? Also, we're moving forward with some lovely prizes this hour. We've got an ultimate gift set for him or her, courtesy of Giftano. It's worth almost $100. And Giftano.com is an online gift shop with a premium handpicked selection of all the best gifts in Singapore. So this will come in handy for Valentine's Day. Stay tuned to find out how to win in just a bit.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on KISS 92.
And today also happens to be Backwards Day. So yeah, go on, put on your favorite reversible top, wear your favorite reversible jacket. I'm all about reversible because it's like more bang for your buck. You know, you get one item, but you can wear it multiple ways. I absolutely love that. Also, time to have a little fun in the car, maybe talk backwards, talk in reverse. And on the show, we are going to reverse a tune, okay? A very well-known tune. And if you can figure out which song it is and the artist, WhatsApp me your answer for your chance to win an ultimate gift set from Giftano.com for either him or her. They've got a premium handpicked selection of all the best gifts in Singapore. Okay, so this is worth $100 for figuring out which song I've reversed. Okay, so here we go. Ah, very interesting. This singer has a very sweet voice and even in reverse, still sounding also sweet. So who is it? Text me now your answer, 88550920. Which song have I reversed? Give me the song title and artist for your chance to win that $100 prize from Giftano.com. We got Amelia texting in with some really fast fingers to say that it's actually Doja Cat with Kiss Me More. That is absolutely spot on. So congratulations, Amelia. You're walking away with a beautiful prize from Giftano worth $100. And they, of course, are an online gift shop with a premium handpicked selection of all the best gifts in Singapore. You enjoy.
It's The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on KISS 92.
From Miley Cyrus, it's Flowers. I'm not so sure if you've seen the music video for that one because it does feature Miley Cyrus at what seems like her home and she's doing some exercises on her patio, okay? And people are asking, what are some of the exercises she's doing? You know, what's her routine? Well, in there you'll find some bicycle kicks, hot potatoes, double leg lifts, scissor kicks, bent leg lifts, elevated clams, 100s, the crisscrosses and leg rotations. She also does the battle ropes, okay? So she's looking super fit in this video. And if you too are wondering, you know, how does Miley Cyrus stay fit? Well, check out her music video for Flowers. Yeah. Meanwhile, here's a bit of an entertainment update for you. If you're a big fan of Julia Roberts and Jennifer Aniston, word on the street is that they are soon to star in a movie together. And it's going to be produced by Barbie star Margot Robbie. Now, I'm not sure how you feel about body swap movies, but that apparently is the premise of this one. Julia Roberts and Jennifer Aniston will swap bodies. No title or other plot details have been been revealed just yet. But, you know, just the two of them in one movie, I think is enough to draw a huge crowd. Some other popular body swap movies we might be familiar with, especially in recent years, is Jumanji, The Next Level. I thought that was pretty funny, especially since it involved, you know, faces like The Rock and Jack Black. That was hilarious. And Kevin Hart as well. 13 Going on 30 was also pretty cute, the one starring Jennifer Garner. And Change Up, the one with Ryan Reynolds and Jason Bateman. That too was pretty entertaining. So initially I thought, pretty cheesy, right? Body swap movie. But you know what? I think it might actually work. See how that one goes.
It's the Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
It's time for
Seal It With A Kiss.
And today we're chatting with Sherry. Hello, Sherry, Sherry lady.
Hi, good morning, Carol.
How are you doing?
I'm good. Having a great morning.
Okay, that's fantastic. Do you know the song I just sang, Sherry, Sherry Lady? It's very old. It's very, very old.
Nope, not that.
I'm showing my age. Oh, dear. All right, Sherry, so what can I do for you today and seal it with a kiss?
I would like to dedicate a song to my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 1,000 years. Yeah, wishing that, you know, our love will be 1,000 years.
That is a beautiful song. Okay, tell me about your husband, actually. What's his name?
His name is Martin.
Okay, and you've been together for?
Almost 18 years.
Wow, how did you guys meet?
Online dating.
Oh, 18 years ago, online dating. What platform was this? Snapster or Napster or Messenger?
Probably you may not have heard of, but it's called Yahoo Meeting.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've used that. ICQ, I think, was quite popular back in the day.
Yeah, I think it was popular.
Oh my gosh, how cute is that? You must be one of the forerunners when it comes to online dating and you guys are married. Wow.
Yes.
So you were a student at the time?
Oh yeah, I was a student at the time.
Uh-huh. So how did it begin? He chat you up or you chat him up?
Of course he chat me up.
What was his opening line? I'm curious.
He was saying that you look cute.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, want to share more, want to chat more.
Uh-huh. So how long were you chatting before you went out on an actual date?
We were chatting for almost a month.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Quite serious chatting, huh? So I think you get a good idea. Because these days it's very fast. You know, you could find someone on like Tinder.
Left and right.
Yeah, and then, you know, you meet a couple of hours later or the, you know, that very day or evening.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's so beautiful, your love story. And you have a family.
Thank
you. Got kids.
Yeah, we have 5 children together.
Wow, Sherry, you guys are awesome. Do you have a beautiful big kiss for your husband?
Mwah!
Oh, you're the sweetest. Enjoy your tune.
Yo, are y'all ready for the show?
Check this out, man.
Wow!
The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Let's go.
Good morning and welcome to the last day of January. So how are we liking 2023 now that we are a month into it? I'm kind of liking the vibe of this year, I gotta say. So you know what? It's got my permission. It may proceed. As if we have a choice, yeah? Hey, thanks so much for having us on. It's The Morning Show brought to you by Carol. Carol, your company, and coming away this hour, I want to tell you about a national team that has done us proud in this particular sport. In fact, we are world number one in terms of ranking at the moment. Thing is, not a lot of people know about this sport. In fact, the women's team that's doing so well didn't even know that they were doing so great. What sport is this? I'll tell you next. So congratulations are in order because the Singapore National Women's Chukball team have made history by becoming the number one ranked team in the world. Yeah, so congratulations, ladies. And this came after a victory over traditional powerhouses Chinese Taipei back in August last year at the 2022 Asia Pacific Chukball Championships. Now, oddly enough, the team did not realize they'd achieved the historic feat until the world rankings were announced on the 27th of January. In fact, it took the captain by surprise as well. Now, in case you're wondering, how do you play chukball? What is it? Well, firstly, it's spelled T-C-H-O-U-K-B-A-L-L, and it's a non-contact indoor team sport in which two teams of 7 players compete for points by throwing the ball at a rebound surface that's kind of similar to a trampoline. Yeah, and you can only do so after a maximum of 3 passes. And after the ball hits the rebound surface, the ball must touch the floor outside of the forbidden zone to score a point. There's no running, dribbling, interference, blocking, or intercepting passes allowed, and you can score at either end. So it's a pretty fast-paced game and very exciting. And our women's team has done us proud with their first place ranking. Yeah. They do, however, still need a lot of support, as the women's team captain Delaine Lim mentioned in her social media post recently that trickball is not an Olympic sport. Hence, resources are limited and the team often pays for their own expenses when competing, especially overseas. So at the moment, they are hoping for more corporate partners and individual supporters to come on board to help sustain their performance and provide opportunities for the players to succeed and win more for Singapore. Okay, so well done, ladies. The team has been flying our flag high despite all the challenges they face with funding and support. And if you want to find out more about the game or you'd like to support them, log on to chukball.org.sg. Chukball is spelled once again T-C-H-O-U-K-B-A-L-L.
It's the Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Today happens to be Backwards Day, so let's play another round of Reversal. Gonna play a tune that we play here on Kiss 92 in reverse. And once you figure it out, text me your answer, the song title and artist, along with your full name for your chance to win a pair of premium IMAX tickets to catch the re-release of Titanic. Yeah, it's celebrating its 25th anniversary this year with a limited one-week release in Singapore. It's coming to you in 4K HDR and high frame rate. Just imagine catching Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet in ultra 4K glory on the big screen, yeah? And was this a movie you caught while on a date? Or maybe you just absolutely love the movie? Okay, it's going to be a real treat, a real feast for the eyes, okay? So, here we go. Here is the tune. I think it's a pretty familiar one, even though we're playing it in reverse. What song is this? Text me now with your answer, the song title and artist, along with your full name to play and win.
Hi.
Hi, is this Pradip?
Yes.
Hi, Pradip. It's Carol calling from Kiss 92.
Hi.
Okay, you heard our reverse tune, which was this.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your answer?
I think it's Happy from Pharrell Williams.
Oh my gosh, that is absolutely correct. Congratulations. Can you sing the answer for me? Pradeep. Okay, okay. We tried. Because
I'm happy.
Yeah! Pradeep, well done. You've just scored a pair of tickets to catch the re-release of Titanic in 4K glory. Oh my goodness. Are you excited about catching the re-release? Oh, wow.
Yes,
do you remember where you were when you first caught that film 25 years ago?
I was 5.
You were 5 years old when you saw the movie?
No, I think when it was first released, but I first watched it when I was very much older.
Okay, I see. And what was the highlight from that movie? Is there a scene that you love to reenact or recall?
Yeah, the way there would be at the visual, you know, you fall, I fall, that kind
of thing. Oh, you fall, I fall. Not the Jack, I'm flying, Jack, the one at the front of the ship.
No, just right before the scene.
Ah, okay. Because I always go on a boat and I, you know, reenact that scene. I'm flying. Of course, I have to make sure I've got deodorant under the arms as well. All right, Pradeep, well done. You take care and enjoy the movie, okay?
Thanks.
And here's wishing you a happy 2023 as well. You take care.
You too, bye.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92. Just like that.
Now, if you are looking for one way to help you relieve stress and just relax, well, researchers say this effortless habit may help you out. Simply adopt a more grateful mindset. Yeah. Now, this study coming out of Ireland actually has found that gratitude has a unique stress buffering effect on both reactions to and recovery from acute psychological stress. Okay. It can also help improve your heart health as well. Okay. So all you have to do is to incorporate this very effortless habit into your daily routine. Okay. Adopt a more grateful mindset. So focus on what you do have, and pretty soon you'll have enough.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Time for us to take a quick look at what's doing well at the box office. So here's a movie I haven't caught yet, Avatar, The Way of Water. It's doing so well. It's continued its mighty box office reign over the weekend. And so far, Avatar 2 has generated $2.1 billion globally. And on Friday, it surpassed Star Wars The Force Awakens to become the fourth highest grossing movie in history. Now, The Way of Water actually ranks behind only Avatar, the original, that scored $2.92 billion, Avengers Endgame that brought in $2.7 billion, $1 billion and Titanic is third with $2.19 billion in worldwide ticket sales. And guess what? James Cameron has directed three of those four releases. Yeah, he's got some magical fingers, doesn't he? Now, a year ago this week, the number one movie was Spider-Man, No Way Home. 5 years ago this week, it was Maze Runner, The Death Cure. Oh, I love the Maze Runner series. 10 years ago, it was Hansel and Gretel, Witch Hunters. And 20 years ago, the number one film this week was something called Darkness Falls. I'm going to have to see if I can catch that one somehow on one of the streaming platforms. So there you go. If you haven't seen Avatar, The Way of Water, lots of people are loving it.
It's The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Hello.
Hi, Gurmit. It's Carol. So, Gurmit, earlier on, we gave away a pair of tickets to catch Titanic, the re-release in 4K glory at the IMAX Theatre. And you responded. You said you don't want to see 4K glory. You want to see
4K glory.
So, you think that the re-release, you think Titanic would be much improved by including what kind of character?
Zombies, man.
Really?
Zombies. Zombies all over the place. They need to start from, you know, where the rich people are. Then they start eating each other and they make their way down.
Okay, so with the inclusion of zombies, what do you think will happen? They'll go into the sea and then we'll get...
Zombies will freeze because the waters are so cold, just like what happened to Leo.
Okay.
They will sink a bit down and then they'll unfreeze when they hit the tropics. They will crawl over the beach, totally bones, but they'll still be alive and chopped down.
Wow.
And people in the Caribbean.
But do you think we'll get zombie fish as well in the ocean as a result?
I don't think so, you know.
Why?
Not sure.
Because if the zombie-human he bites another human, the human becomes zombie, right? So technically, if they bite a fish, wouldn't the fish or the shark or the whale become a zombie whale?
I'm trying to think back into The Walking Dead, whether any animals actually turn zombies.
I can't recall. We can be original. I like the premise of this new film. I think there is potential there. You should speak to someone from
Netflix. Netflix should do this. Crisis in Cuba. Jumpers in Jamaica.
What?
Let's go for it, man.
Oh my gosh. Crisis in Cuba. I love that. So, Gurmit, what would a Zombies in Singapore film look like?
They'll end up on the beach. They'll start chomping down on all the volleyball players. You know, the ones that we can't stand on the weekend that look so good. They will go first. Oh,
you know what? Zombies in Singapore, I think they'll have no problem eating other people, but they'll definitely stand in line to do so and pick up the trash along the way.
Yes.
Yeah, Singapore zombies.
Very polite.
Yeah, very polite.
Polite, nice zombies, but, you know, just don't turn around.
All right, Gurmit, you have a great day. Thanks for chatting.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Now, what were some of the songs that rocked your world in 2022? Because the nominations for this year's Grammys have been announced. Take a listen to see if some of your favorite artists have been nominated. So for Song of the Year, Adele is up for Easy on Me. Beyonce is also up for Break My Soul. And this one also rocked our world, Lizzo, About Them Time. I think this would definitely be my anthem for 2022. And everybody's still in love with Harry Styles. He gave us As It Was. You know it's not the same as it was. Now, his album, Harry's House, is also up for a nomination, alongside Lizzo for Special, Mary J. Blige for Good Morning, as well as Adele for her album 30. And ABBA, guess what? They too are up for a nomination for their album Voyage, okay? So this year's Grammys looking to be a very exciting one, and it's happening on the 6th of February at 8 a.m. Singapore time. So listen out for that one. It's going to be next Monday.
It's The Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92.
Almost time for me, Carol, to sign off. And before I go, here is a quick recap of today's thought for the day. It's from Ruben Chavez, who is a life coach and the founder of Good Life Project. And he once upon a time said, the person you will be in 5 years depends largely on the information you feed your mind today. So be picky about the books you read, the people you spend time with, and the conversations you engage in. So think back to a person that has changed your life. You know, sitting down with this person always helps you walk away with a clearer perspective. You know, you've got clarity on your mind. You suddenly are are focused on what you can do rather than what you can't do, right? Imagine how these conversations have changed your life and brought perspective into your life. So imagine doing that, surrounding yourself with the right kind of people every single day. Your tomorrows will change because of your today.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Morning Show with Carol and Josh on Kiss 92. Just like that.